Hey, welcome everybody. This is the South Lot Football Guys podcast back here for the championship weekend episode, ready to break down the two big games this weekend. We've got a couple great ones on hand here. Had some good ones last week to discuss. With me this week is Adam Sidek here, my partner in crime. Missing Robbie this week, but we've got some takes from him that we'll fill you in on. But how you doing this week, Adam? You ready for championship weekend?
Oh yeah, should have two good games. You know, the Lions this whole playoffs has been, you know, not too close. There's been a lot of big numbers, but we've actually seen a decent amount of good games, so can't complain there.
Yeah, I think last weekend especially, you know, a lot of those games were close. Even that Bucks-Lions game, I think that was closer than, you know, a lot of people gave credit for. So, yeah, I'm really interested to see what we've got, you know, for these next couple games here this weekend. And, you know, we'll go from there. But let's do a quick recap then of our locks from last week, the divisional round. Adam, you had the Packers plus 9.5. That was a good call.
Yep, never in doubt. They should have won that game.
They should have. Tough last drive from Jordan Love. That's not the throw you're looking for there. But you know what? He turned a lot of heads this season. It's hard to put too much on him. I think he exceeded a lot of people's expectations this year. Robbie had Packers Niners over 50.5. That's a tough beat, but you know, I think unfortunately for that one, the weather played a factor there with the constant rain.
Yeah, that one was you know, it was close, but yeah, the I think the weather got in the way.
Yep. And then I had Ginny.
What did Ginny have last?
Ginny, you want to read my pick for me? I had Ravens Texans over 43.5. Looked like it was in peril for a long time there, had no business hitting, and then John Harbaugh didn't want to kick the field goal and then decided to kick the field goal, so ultimately it hit, but barely, so I'll take the W. As for our asshole of the week, Adam, what do you have for us this week?
We got, you know, a couple pair of kickers, Carlson and Bass. You know, you got to make those kicks. Those were not hard kicks. And, you know, I mean, two fan bases that could have used those wins for sure. Especially the Bills. That's a tough one. But
yeah, I, you know, I was thinking about those two games in particular, and I kind of went back and I was watching a couple of their recent playoff losses. I think we know, especially there's been, you know, those highly publicized Chiefs-Bills matchups, and there's been some tough beats for the Bills and those in the playoffs. But I went back and I watched a few of the bad Packers beats from, like, the last decade. There's actually a lot of them.
Yeah.
There was that
Seahawks one.
That Seahawks one where they gave up the onside kick. That one was nuts. That home game against the Niners like 3 years ago.
Block punt.
Yeah, the block punt in the fourth quarter. Jimmy G had no reason winning that game.
Even that game they lost to the Cardinals where
Rodgers hit the Hail Marys.
Fitz did him in. Took it like 90 yards to the win.
They've had some bad losses, and I don't know, as a Bears fan, I needed to recap those to feel okay about myself. But yeah, the kickers, tough look. That's why I don't know that you draft kickers high in the NFL draft in the case of Carlson. But yeah. All right, well, let's get into our championship games then. And we're starting it off with the AFC. It's the Chiefs taking on the Ravens in Baltimore. Baltimore is a 3.5-point home favorite in this one with the over-under set at 44.5. Adam, it looks like we've got some rain likely.
Yeah, that one, you know, I think it could be, there's a chance it could be over by the time the game starts, but, yeah, there's a really good shot for rain. I mean, we're recording this on Wednesday, but, yeah, I'd be a little surprised if this was a clean weather game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with that in mind, you know, 44.5 on the surface seems like a little bit of a light total, but, as we've covered on this podcast, you know, the Chiefs have been a very solid defensive team this year, and we all know about the Ravens' abilities on the defensive side of the ball, led by Roquan Smith. They've been a stout defense, in particular for the last 8 to 10 weeks here. They've really been stout. This game, you know, really looks to be a fun one. I'll just get into it here real quick. I'm going to make the Ravens -3.5 my lock of the week. I love the Ravens this week. I think they win big. You know, a lot of credit to the Chiefs for getting this far. It's a testament to Mahomes. I think this has been, you know, a really solid season for him in a year when he really hasn't had a great supporting cast. You know, Travis Kelce, I don't know if it's his age catching up to him or if it's the Taylor Swift factor or what, but he hasn't been the same player this year. And, you know, it's been a lot more has fallen on Mahomes' plate. And, you know, a big key to their success, at least on the offensive side of the ball, has been due to the great performances from Isaiah Pacheco this year. I don't think he's gotten enough credit all season for what he's done between the tackles for the Chiefs. Really is a power running back that I don't think a lot of people think of him that way, but gets a lot of yards after contact, you know, breaks, you know, lowers his shoulder, runs through defenders. Really strong performance from him. I got to give him a lot of credit. But given that that has been the Chiefs' key to success so far this season and relying so heavily on the run game and their strong defense, I think when it comes to them being on the road here in this matchup, going up against a Ravens team on the defensive side of the ball that, you know, makes you fight for every single yard, I think the Ravens are going to be able to take away that run game and really put the pressure on these Chiefs wide receivers to make plays. I think we're going to see a lot of loaded boxes in this game, and it's going to come down to Rashee Rice, Tony Hardman, Watson, all those guys, Gray, their ability to beat man coverage. And if they can't do it, I think the Ravens are going to run away in this game. I'm really thinking the Ravens defense is going to be able to stop the run here. And you know, you may have concerns about Lamar on the offensive side of the ball. Had a great game last week. Answered a lot of some of the question marks that, you know, people have had about his postseason success early on in his career. But this is the best the Ravens have looked under Lamar, in my opinion, since he's been there, even his MVP season. And it looks like he's on his way to another MVP. But I've been a huge fan of this Ravens team all year, and I can't back away from him now. I'm not scared of the 3.5 hook. I think the Ravens got a chance to win this one by double digits. I just think top to bottom, you're looking at a better team here. I think, you know, the Chiefs are going to have to look to reload, especially on the offensive side of the ball, at the skill position pieces to kind of rebuild for the seasons to come. But in the AFC, I think this is the Ravens' year. Love them, -3.5.
Yeah, this line opened up at -3, and I definitely should have hit that then. 3.5, I'm still going to take the Ravens, but I'm not as confident in that. I could really see that 3 number coming into play. I agree with everything you said. I think the key here for me is that the Chiefs have really struggled against good defenses, and this Ravens defense just you know, swarms you. They're good at every level. You know, it's going to take one hell of a performance from you know, Patrick Mahomes to have them win this game. He played elite last week. They're going to need that again. And even if he plays to the same level, I'm not sure it's going to be enough to beat the Ravens here at home. I think the weather plays into effect for the Ravens. I think that benefits them. You know, this over-under line, I kind of been on both sides. I don't have a take. I can see, you know, different scenarios playing out where the under hits or the over hits, and, you know, I think there's a wide range of outcomes for the over-under, so I'm not going to even give out a recommendation there. But, yeah, I'm gonna take the Ravens here. I think they'll win outright, but that 3 line, if you can get them at, you know, -3, I think it's worth giving up a little juice for that. But should be a great one.
Yeah, I'm also kind of the same way. I think there's a lot of variation in game script in this one. Yeah, I think if the Ravens defense is completely dominant, we could see something like what was it, that Christmas game with the Chiefs and the Raiders, where you know, the Raiders defense just pounced on them, and the Raiders were able to put up a ton of points and you know, cause that over to hit. Meanwhile, too, I mean, you could see the Ravens offense going off if the Chiefs defense is just on the field too much. And then, you know, you've also just got that Patrick Mahomes factor, where, you know, maybe he's just able to rise above it and you know, put up a ton of points on this Ravens defense. But, you know, flip side of the coin is you've got two of the better defenses in the NFL going at each other in this game. So, long-winded way to just say, I don't know what's going to happen with this total. I'm right there with you. I do think, you know, this is a great matchup. We couldn't be happier with the two teams playing off here. I mean, this is what you want to see on championship weekend, is two elite teams, and we got that. Robbie has a lock of the week that he wants to submit here, and we'll give you his lock right now.
This week for my lock, I'm looking at any time touchdown scores. Been looking at these a little bit lately, had some mild success, and you know, when the spreads aren't working for you, this is what I'm going with. So in this game, you know, the top any time touchdown scorer as it currently is Lamar Jackson in this Ravens Chiefs game. And I can see why. You saw last week against the Chiefs, Josh Allen had two touchdowns rushing on himself. So Josh Allen, rushing quarterback, Lamar Jackson, also a rushing quarterback. It makes sense, right? Just as a blanket statement, looks very possible. But to me, that just more tells me that this Kansas City defense is tougher to get past the secondary in the red zone. But I like the rushing aspect of it, scoring against it. Now, I'm actually looking more towards Gus Edwards scoring a touchdown in this, and I love it. You look at Buffalo, and their rushing totals on the season, from Josh Allen alone, he had 15, as opposed to their other running backs, just totaled 7. On the other end, for the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, he's only had 5 rushing touchdowns this season, whereas their running back room has punched the ball 20 times this season just from rushing. It doesn't include receptions, but I see that as the Ravens' way to punch the ball in the end zone when they get in the red zone. They're going to give it to their veteran running back, Gus Edwards. I'm not too worried about Justice Hill. And that's what they've been doing all season. They've been letting the running backs punch it in, save Lamar from avoiding any big hits. So I think, honestly, Gus Edwards right now, he's kind of dropped down to plus 130. He was plus 150 earlier in the week, and I absolutely love that. I think Gus Edwards should be the favorite touchdown scorer in this game, not Lamar. I think those should be switched, to be honest. Lamar at plus 105, I think those should be swapped. So I love Gus Edwards anytime touchdown. I love him as long as you could give him plus odds, even if it goes down from plus 130. So that one will be my lock of the week.
All right. Thank you, Robbie, for that. And just to rehash, yeah, Robbie's got Gus Edwards anytime touchdown score as his lock of the week this week. So mark him down for that one. I agree with him. I think it's a good chance for him to get in. I definitely could see the Ravens working methodically. You know, this Chiefs secondary has got a lot of good players on it, so I don't think we'll see, you know, some big breakout game plays, especially, you know, if the weather is the way it is. So I would agree with him. I think we're going to see a lot of plays inside the five by the Ravens, and that should lead to some rushing scoring opportunities. All right, getting into the next game, we've got the Detroit Lions taking on the San Francisco 49ers. The Lions are 7-point underdogs on the road here in San Francisco. The over-under for this one is 51. Adam, do we have any weather to worry about here?
No, this actually should be a really good weather game. You know, low 60s, high 50s, no wind, no rain. Should be a good one.
All right. Well, I know you got a strong take on this game, so I'll let you start.
Yeah, this number is way too big. I'm going to take the Lions, getting to 7 points, and it's going to be my lock of the week. You know, I don't think this 49ers team is as good as advertised. That's my main handicap here. You know, they've dominated a lot of games this year, but you know, I'm not sure if Debo's going to play. They really need him, and this line indicates that he's going to play, and I truly don't think he's going to play this week. You know, he's the piece of that offense. You saw him go out earlier this year, and they lost three games in a row immediately. You know, if they just have Ayuk and Kittle, that really limits their passing game, and teams could kind of stack the run against McCaffrey, and the whole ship starts to fall off on that offense. And Purdy, for, you know, being an MVP candidate this year for most of the year, he has not played good the last 3-4 weeks. So I don't know if it's a loss of confidence, you know, just, you know, people figure him out a little bit. Seems like if you can actually get pressure on him, you can force him to kind of speed up his decision making and make some mistakes. I think the 49ers offense does a decent amount this game, but I think the Lions are going to be able to run on this 49ers team. That's been their weakness as a unit. I think their linebackers being hurt, Tufunga being out, I think the Lions are going to have their way up the middle in this team and kind of dictate pace. I wouldn't be shocked if they win this game outright, but getting them at +7 is just it's insane value. You know, I think if you get them alt line at +3, I think that's a lock too. So I'm actually going to change my lock to.
Who are we going?
+3.
Okay, alt line. Alt line Adam.
You know, I think I'm 14-6 on the year on lock, so.
Hey.
You know, I gotta let it ride.
Absolutely. Keep it going.
Yeah, I on the 49ers side, I think they really need to protect Purdy for them to come out of this game with the win. Defensively, I think the Lions O-line matches up really good against their pass rushers, so I think they can keep Jared Goff upright for most of the game. And you know, if he has a clean pocket, we've seen it, he'll pick you apart. So I think this is a dangerous matchup for the 49ers, and I would not be surprised if they get shocked and Lions head to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I love it. I like Lions +7 here as well. You know, you touched on it with Debo. You had said earlier on in the year, Debo is the player that they lean on the most in their toughest games. A lot of times they save a lot of, you know, his play packages for the games that they need him most. And when I was watching that game last week, you know, and for him to not come back on the field, you know, when the Packers were winning for the majority of that game, I mean, that kind of told me right then and there, because I'm not of the belief that Debo is soft or a diva or anything like that. It just told me that, you know, it must be a pretty serious injury, you know, that he's not able to get back in this game. So if Debo can't go, or if he's not 100%, I just think that's that just hugely limits the San Francisco offense. And, you know, I don't know if the Lions got enough to win outright here on the road. I definitely think it's a closer game than the +7 implies. I think that line is disrespectful to what the Lions have done this year, and in particular what they've done so far, you know, in the playoffs so far in their last two games. One thing I worry about with the Lions, particularly on their offense, the Niners have a, you know, pretty physical secondary led by Tre'Davious Ward. And I don't know how much success they're going to have with Gibbs in that outside run and their pitch schemes that, you know, they typically have a lot of success running. You know, they might find that that's more limited. So, as you said, Adam, I think they might try to attack more right up the gut. This could be the David Montgomery, where last week was definitely the Gibbs game. So,
yeah, I like that take.
I might be more on Montgomery props than Gibbs this week, but I definitely think the Lions are going to be able to hang with them in this game. I think we're going to see plenty of points here, especially if the weather holds up. You know, we don't got to worry about Brock Purdy wiping his hand and step two of his three-step drop back. This 51 total, though, is God, it's just high. And, I mean, in the NFL, you get up around 50. It's hard to get over that number just with the pace of these games.
Teams that run the ball a lot, too.
Yeah, so. I have a hard time getting behind the over in this one. I know Robbie's on it, so, you know, these two teams can definitely put up a lot of points, but I think for my taste, I'm going to stay off that one, but I'm definitely going to be on the Lions here plus +7. I just think, you know, given some of the injuries the Niners have in front of them right now and, you know, what the Lions have shown us the last few weeks, and I don't see how the Niners are getting a whole 7 points here. It just seems too much. Robbie is right there with us on the Lions this week. He's liking the Lions plus +7, and he's on the over, as I just mentioned, as well. So he's thinking there's going to be a lot of points put up here. As for some props in this game, I could see. Yeah, I mentioned already how I like David Montgomery props in this, whether it's anytime touchdown or yardage overs, rushing yardage overs. I think those have a good chance of hitting. I would also, I think I'd go with a Amon-Ra over. I think there's a chance, you know, that they'll have to lean on the passing game a lot if there's a lot of scoring in this game, if it turns into a shootout. So, you know, the Amon-Ra overs have been hitting all season, so might be good to just ride that train as well. And on the Niners side, you know, I think for me, Ayuk made a couple big plays in that game last week. I had an anytime touchdown prop that didn't cash last week, but with Debo out, I would either run with him with an anytime touchdown, as long as you can get, you know, in the plus +180 to +200 range. I think that should be about fair. I think you could get good value on Jennings, though, if Debo's out, for an anytime touchdown prop. I would look for him in the ballpark of 250 to 350. I would think he should fall. So anything around there, I think, is good value. Any other props you're looking at, Adam?
And I was heavy on this one last week. Jahmyr Gibbs, longest rush. It was 14.5 this week. It's 15.5. I feel like he's hit that in, you know, 80% of the games this year, minus like the, you know, the first probably six games where he's just getting his feet wet in the NFL. You know, even though I completely agree with you, I think this might be more of a David Montgomery game. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to hit a run for more than 15. So love that over. You know, I'm in on the Montgomery anytime touchdown. I think we can build a podcast parlay this week.
Okay.
So,
what are you thinking?
So I'm thinking we do three bets all in the same game, and then we do a same game parlay for the time altogether for the parlay leg.
Okay.
So
let's see what you got.
Lions plus +7.
Yep. We're makes all sense. On it.
Montgomery anytime touchdown.
Okay.
Robbie's on it. You're on it. I'm on it. And then, I like Robbie called this one out. Lions money line first quarter.
Oh, and we do love the quarter corner here.
I feel like we're going back to a well that we've done very good on this year. So that's what I'm proposing.
I love that personally, and I'm willing to ride on that. I think we'll fire that up.
We'll lock that in.
Do you have the live odds for each of those?
I'm pulling them up now.
Okay. Yeah, I think I think Purdy, I mean, it was the weather, but there still seems to be like this cloud of uneasiness around Purdy, and like you feel it in the fans too, in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe there's just a little bit of uncertainty, a little bit of nerves in the first quarter at home, for Purdy, and the Lions might be able to jump on him early. So I like that.
So the if you parlay all three of those,
yep,
it's 6-1.
Oh, okay. I like that value.
And then, the Lions first quarter money line, 154.
Okay.
Plus +154. David Montgomery anytime plus +130. Lions plus +7 is minus -108. So you've been getting a decent value there.
Okay. Yeah. Good value.
We're locking this in.
All right. Let's do it. Adam, while you're doing that, I think for, you know, this doesn't happen often on the pod, but we do have breaking news.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. To the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, the new head coach. I'll turn it over to you. What are you thinking? You think good hire?
I don't know. I feel like, yeah. I just don't think that's the right team for him to go to. Not a blue-collar team at all. Not a blue-collar city.
Yeah.
You know, he's done well without quarterbacks. I mean, even in Michigan, I don't think J.J. McCarthy is anything special. Some people do, but I don't see it with him. But, dome team, I don't know. I just don't see the fit. I like Jim Harbaugh. I kind of like what the Chargers have on, as a roster, but I don't see the fit.
Well, that's a roster with a lot of decisions to make. I think they have decisions on Bosa, Derwin James, and Eckler this offseason.
Mike Williams and Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Those guys are up.
Yeah, so they've got a lot to look at in terms of who they're going to bring back. And, you know, those are all big names, all guys that kind of independently have produced, but we all know with the Chargers, the results haven't been there. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe you know, maybe we can get kind of the best version of Herbert out of Harbaugh. You know, remains to be seen. You know, Luck had a lot of success under Harbaugh at Stanford. You know, Kaepernick was able to develop under Harbaugh in San Francisco. So, you know, we'll see if Herbert can take off. He's kind of, I don't know, it feels like he's stalled out a little bit the last maybe season and a half. People who had anointed him is on Mahomes and Josh Allen status, and I think that might have been a little preemptive. So, you know, I think it's something that the Chargers desperately needed. They needed to make a splash because that's a franchise with not a lot going for it at the moment. So, you know, we'll see if this is able to turn things around and get people in the seats in LA.
Yeah, I really thought that was the Bill Belichick hire. I thought that was the perfect fitting. They actually blocked Kellen Moore from getting head coaching interviews, so he's going to be the OC.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I thought, you know, let Kellen Moore kind of worry about that side of the ball. That really hasn't been the problem with the Chargers, and let Bill build that defense.
Yeah.
You know, he's the best at taking kind of no-name defenses and turning making them an elite unit. So I really thought that he was the right hire there. I'm honestly shocked they went with, they went with Harbaugh and Harbaugh decided to go there.
I wonder what the Bill Belichick team is now at this point.
Maybe there isn't one.
There might not be. I mean, the Raiders already jumped on Pierce. You know, he's coming back for another year.
Seems like the Falcons are falling. That's falling apart a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know, yeah, there maybe Bill takes a year off, considers his options. I don't think he's going to do media, that's for sure. I don't know how great he'd be at that. But, it'll be interesting to see how kind of the rest of this plays out. But
2025 is going to be the first ever dual head coach tandem. Belichick and Saban.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Break the NFL.
Yeah, they you've seen that 30 for 30 on Parcells, right? And yeah, that's an awesome one because it's a lot of Belichick and Saban in there. That's a great one if you haven't seen that before. All right, so just a quick recap of the locks. We've got Adam. You're going with Lions +3 on an alt line. Robbie's got the Gus Edwards anytime touchdown, and I'm locking up the Ravens -3.5. And our podcast parlay, we've got Montgomery anytime touchdown, Lions +7 full game, and Lions money line first quarter. Anything else you want to add, Adam, before we get out of here?
No, it should be a good slate of Sunday games here. I'm hoping that they're close.
Yeah, championship weekend is always our championship Sunday, rather, is always one of the better days of football for the year. Usually these games deliver. There's a lot of excitement, so I'm really looking forward to it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. We will be back with a Super Bowl preview here in a couple weeks. But until then, good luck with the bets this weekend, and we will see you soon. Take care.